But you can imagine looking inside the brain, and here's inside the brain. You might have a little predictor, a neural simulator of the physics of your body and your senses. So as you send the movement command down, you tap a copy of that off and run it into your neural simulator to anticipate the sensory consequences of your action. So as I shake this ketchup bottle, I get some true sensory feedback as a function of time on the bottom row, and if I've got a good predictor, it predicts the same thing. Well, why would I bother doing that? I'm going to get the sensory feedback anyway. Well, there's good reasons. Imagine as I shake the ketchup bottle, someone very kindly comes up to me and taps it on the back for me. Okay? Now I get an extra source of sensory information due to the external act. So I get two sources. I get you tapping on it, and I get me shaking it. But from my senses' point of view, they're just combined together into one source of information. Now, there are good reasons to believe that you would want to be able to distinguish external events from internal events, because external events are actually much more behaviorally relevant than feeling everything that's going on inside my body. So one way to reconstruct that is to compare the prediction, which is only based on your movement commands, with the reality, and any discrepancy should hopefully be external. So as I go around the world, I'm making predictions of what I should get, subtract them off, everything left over is external to me.